One Saturday morning back in February, I went down to the National Concert Hall to check out something called the Totally Made Up Orchestra, a New Music Dublin festival event. I had no idea what it was going to be like. I'd only heard about it the night before, but I was intrigued by the description on the website. Super fun and wild, adventurous music guaranteed. I had to hear this for myself. So I grabbed my Zoom recorder and off I went. The first person I spoke to was composer Brian Irvine, the conductor for the day.
The Totally Made Up Orchestra is actually an initiative that was started the first New Music Festival, like 3 years, sorry, New Music Dublin Festival, 3 years ago. And it was an idea that John Harris dreamed up, and we talked about it. And the whole idea was to create an orchestra where the criteria for joining was any age, any ability, any instrument. And so we started it that first year. We had like about 10 or 15 people, and now it's grown into this monster of an orchestra. And the whole idea is we meet for 2.5 hours, and then we make entirely new music from scratch. And then after 2.5 hours, we do a concert. Lots of people come, and it's all different kinds of people, and there's no commitment to it. You just have to turn up for the day, and that's basically the commitment to the piece, you know. I work a lot with improvisers, and I work a lot with orchestras, you know. So suppose just I've always done that sort of thing where you put orchestras together with improvisers, and you know. So I've been doing it for yonks, but this particular group is the third year we have done it. What I do is I come in with I refer to them as like little portals, which are just instructions to do certain things. And then simple things like make a really high note, make a really low note. And then it's like a page of just instructions.
You laughed at me when I called it before.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Because I think I knocked it up this morning anyway, you know. But it's just a sort of, and all that does is it does two things. It creates an attitude, you know, into how to approach this, you know, because if you do something with a degree of confidence and commitment, no matter what you do, it's going to work, you know. And so it creates that attitude, and it's a portal. It just says, do this, and do this better, do this bigger, do this stronger. But it's a really simple thing. And then through the process of doing that, things emerge out, you know, from that. And you discover stuff within that sound, which is very beautiful. And
so it is the yes and approach of improv.
Yeah, exactly.
Music.
It comes down to the character of the person running it.
That's John Harris, the festival director.
You need a very open-hearted approach and a very fearless and open-hearted approach. You know, you need to allow a four-year-old to conduct an orchestra, you know, so that's totally fine. I need to not worry about what kind of noise is coming out, because the people will make the noises. So it's just, and Brian's just brilliant at that. I mean, that is the approach that we need from everybody in this business, you know, that kind of open-hearted, very sort of inclusive, totally non-patronising, levelling with everybody kind of a thing. And then we'll be fine. That'll be music sorted for the next 1,000 years, as far as I'm concerned. No fee to that.
Here's Brian Irvine speaking to the group for the first time. There's about 50 people.
I've given you this thing called numbers. It's not called numbers, it's just numbers. And those numbers mean certain kinds of things. And I have certain kind of laws, not really laws, but sort of like games, where you have to follow me in lots of different ways. So we're going to go through each one. I'm
going to
tell you how it works.
Brian Irvine does wreak a sort of curious magic upon everybody. Somehow he has a way of making sure that everybody feels included. They're part of some great creative endeavour.
You have to get ready to make a sound on your instrument. Now, this sounds really simple, but trust me, right? And the way this works is you make your sound, whether it's a chord or a note or anything you want, you make your sound when you're inside the space of my arms. So, this is just an exercise in starting, stopping, and going. Okay, here we go. So you have to play immediately you're inside the space of my arms. Excellent. Here we go. Here we go.
Brian is using his outstretched arms as a visual cue, letting people know when to play and when to stop. Lyrics, Brian just asked someone to name the last thing they ate. Or the first word of the last text they got. Really polished singing voices you can hear coming from Tonta, a new music vocal ensemble. Here's their musical director, Robbie Blake.
Tonta began as a kind of chamber choir, and it's evolved into more of a vocal ensemble, so one voice per part, but also a kind of music and performance project, kind of more globally. So we often collaborate with visual artists, or we make a site-specific piece, and that might involve one performer, or it might involve, you know, 60. So we've been doing lots of different things all around, exploring how the voice can be used in performance. Improvisation has kind of long been a sort of part of the world that we occupy, and sort of connected to that sound art kind of world where, you know, it's not necessarily about the specific musical idea, it's about the physicality of the sound that's being created. And I think that connects a little bit to a focus that we have around performance art and sort of dance and the body in performance. So again, this sense of physicality in actually the room with the audience. So we are very much human bodies, spirits, you know, hearts that are all there sharing a space with other human body, hearts, you know, there with us in the audience.
It's really funny. So when I the reception, the opening speech reception on Thursday night, I said, people often ask me whether there's like a theme or a concept behind the festival every year, you know, something that I thought up in the bath one morning and how to try and fit everything into. And I don't do any of that. The whole point about New Music Dublin is as open as it possibly can be. So that extends to things like the Totally Made Up Orchestra, which is a project that's incredibly dear to my heart, really, because it is completely open access to anybody who has or even doesn't have an instrument, has maybe not played it for you. There's a guy who's in that room who's got a set of Ilan pipes that he hasn't played for 15 years, where all the valves are frozen up. It's like, let's bring this thing back out again, see what happens. And I mean, I absolutely love it. I love the open access nature of it. And the fact that basically it's for everybody who wants to have a go.
I play flute and my husband plays trumpet. Nina plays French horn and the little lad Connor plays drums. And Muireann herself plays clarinet and Paul, her husband, plays French horn.
Wow. So, Connor,
yep.
What instrument are you playing?
I play the drums, but I only put a snare with me.
Oh, I saw you playing the drums there. Do you have a drum kit?
Yep, like the rest of the kids at home.
What are you playing?
I'm playing a trombone.
Wow, I saw the trombone. That was you playing the
trombone. There's only one trombone here. Yeah.
What was your instrument today?
The recorder.
You had a solo.
I did, yeah. An unpredictable solo. I just go for as long as possible.
It's pretty cool.
Thanks very much. I love the recorder because I don't play it anymore. And I played it as a kid, so it was very joyful. It was great to be able to play it, you know, in a more serious context. Not serious, but you know what I mean?
A balloon, yeah, yeah. You just blow it up, stick it beside the pickup of on the guitar, and you wet your fingers, and you get this kind of creaky sound, you know? Yeah, I once did a mini concert with two balloons. So, just two guys and two balloons.
And what else? What was your other instrument today? You're playing an electric guitar.
The electric guitar, yeah. And I prepared it with other stuff. Chopsticks and slides and little objects to just kind of stick on the strings and just make just make different noises and transform them.
Could you tell me about you made this?
yeah.
What is it?
It's a trash three-string guitar made of a tomato tin can that I brought from... I found it in Vienna in one of the garbage bins, so I brought it here. This I found out that this type of wood like really works for knots and bridges.
What kind of wood is that you've got for the knot?
This is a mouse trap.
So you've got a three-string basic guitar type instrument.
And you can tune it to, like, usually it's open G.
Are you plugged in today?
No, today I did not.
No, okay.
We don't have a cord, but at home, you know, I started training my neighbors as well to love music.
So you're playing the violin?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about the totally made up orchestra?
You don't have to like read specific music. You don't have to do exactly what it is, make no mistakes, etc., etc. You can basically do whatever you want.
And do you play in a regular orchestra as well?
Yes, I do.
Violin?
Yeah.
What orchestra do you play in?
The YOPS. YOPS Orchestra, Young Orchestral Pops, it stands for.
How is it different?
Well, it's just not totally made up. It's an orchestra. They give you music, you play it for their first violin, second violins, cellos, things like that.
Which one's more fun?
They're both really good in different ways.
You're so diplomatic, Ian.
What about you? Do you play in an orchestra too?
I used to play years ago, and I stopped for a long time. And then last year, Kian told me about this this orchestra. So I came last year, and I was so I can't describe the effect it had. So ever since then, I've been playing just because I came to this time last year. I found it incredibly liberating. You're very concentrated. You're doing something very creative.
But you're still having fun.
But you're still having fun, and it's not like I was taught many years ago, where it was, you know, if you made a mistake, then you have to stop and start at the beginning again. And if you put structure on sound in creative ways, you can make wonderful, wonderful, I'm going to say music. No, wonderful noise equals music. And it's great fun, and it's just incredibly liberating. And when I saw those words last year, dust off that, I think it said dust off that old trombone, and I just, that really spoke to me. So I thought, I'm going to dust off that violin. And I can't believe now that all those years I didn't play, and then I came, and now I do play. So it really had an effect on my life, I would say, coming to this last year. And the idea of inclusivity as well. You know, everybody can come. I don't think I've ever... I had never heard of an event where everybody could come. I don't know. It just unblocked something in me is the best way I can describe it.
That, I think, is the lovely thing about something like this, where essentially everybody's interests and levels are facilitated in a really beautiful, cohesive whole, allowing space for everybody. And that actually just fits so nicely with what we try to do with Tanta. So it was just such a pleasure to be able to actually offer some of the, you know, the years of practice that we might have with improvisation or devised work, to be able to just come along and be part of this massive group of, as you say, every level, all contributing confidently and passionately to it. It was a joy.
Anyone can do it, you know. Again, and that's the lovely thing about it. And everyone's... I suppose that's the thing, is that everyone is as valid as everyone else in this band, you know, and everyone has the ability to make the beautiful thing, you know.
How are you feeling ahead of the big performance?
I'm hoping it all goes well. It's really fantastic. I love it.
It's not really about the big performance, is it?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's brilliant. I had no idea it was going to be so good.
I couldn't believe how quickly it was an orchestra.
Together, doesn't it?
Yeah, straight away.
And it's not like discordant or anything. It's just really enjoyable modern music, you know. It's unbelievable. He's great, though.
business about, you know, like, people are going to, like, if you're a kid in a classroom, you're going to follow the biggest kid, you know. So I'm like the big kid, you know. And so there's just enough faith in you to follow you, you know, but not too much, you know. So it's not like a teacher's thing. It's like a sort of gang thing in some ways, you know, where you say, right, we're going this way, and everyone goes, okay, let's go. You know?
Conga line,
yeah, conga line. It sort of is, yeah. It's kind of like a new music conga line. That's a good way of describing it. Like I was saying at the beginning of the orchestra, you know, you only need really three things to be able to make music, and one is know how to be quiet, know how to make a noise, and know how to stop making a noise. And, like, it really is as simple as that. And then, because in the process of making noise, you find things. You know, it's like rummaging through the bushes to find the treasure, you know, and through making the noises, you do find the treasure, you know, but you have to kind of rummage through it all to find it, you know, and then once you find it, you pull it out, put it there.
Composer, conductor Brian Irvine, members of the vocal group Taunta, and members of the public, all featured in the Totally Made Up Orchestra's appearance at New Music Dublin in spring 2020. And this year's online edition of the New Music Dublin Festival has been running since Friday the 23rd and finishes tomorrow the 26th. That package was presented and edited by Ross Hannan, and it's up on our podcast feed as well. John